And it's time for sports on the Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio. He'll lead off with a sad story, but he lived a long, terrific life and really was one of the best baseball announcers, play-by-play men that ever lived, and that's Vin Scully. He passed away at the age of 94. He was the play-by-play announcer for the Dodgers beginning in 1950 through 2016. 66 years. 66 years. He started with them when they were in Brooklyn and followed them to the West Coast. To quote here, "We've lost an icon. The Dodgers' Vin Scully was one of the greatest voices in all of sports. He was a giant of a man, not only as a broadcaster, but as a humanitarian. He loved people. He loved life. He loved beautiful. He loved baseball and the Dodgers, and he loved his family. His voice will always be heard, etched in all of our minds forever. I know he was looking forward to joining the love of his life, Sandy. Our thoughts and prayers go out to his family during this very difficult time. Vin will truly be missed." That is the announcement that came from the Dodgers and President, CEO, Stan Kasten, following the announcement. So just a legendary voice has left us, Vin Scully. May he rest in peace. Taking a look at scores, Major League Baseball. Jacob DeGrom is back, and that's going to make the Mets hard to beat in that Eastern Division and probably in the National League because they've got all their tools back now. The Padres bombed the Rockies 13-5, the Reds over the Marlins 2-1, Mariners got by the Yankees 8-6, Nationals 5, the Mets 1, the Pirates over the Brewers 5-3, the Blue Jays over the Rays 3-1, Diamondbacks over the Guardians 6-3, the Braves over the Phillies 13-1, Tigers over the Twins 5-3, the Cardinals over the Cubs 6-0, the Orioles over the Rangers 8-2, and the Red Sox got by the Astros 2-1, the White Sox over the Royals 9-2, Angels over the Athletics 3-1, the Dodgers beat the Giants 9-5, and the Padres over the Rockies 3-2. Now, let's go to the trade deadline. Various organizations have come up with lists. Who are the winners and losers in the day where you can make your final changes to your squad that'll be good through the World Series? Writers have come to a consensus opinion that the San Diego Padres were the big winner. They got Juan Soto. They also got Josh Bell in that deal. They're obviously shooting for the stars. They claim the Yankees as a winner. They wanted to improve their pitching and bullpen and outfield. They filled every need that they wanted by getting Frankie Montas, Scott Efros, and Andrew Benintendi. And what the writers went on to say is, if you weren't convinced the Yanks were legitimate World Series contenders, these moves should move that needle. And additionally, they traded Jordan Montgomery for Harrison Bader. A confusing trade, yes, but guess what? They needed somebody who could be great in center field. And the answer was yes. Sorry to see him go. The Twins were designated a winner. The Mariners a winner as well. Losers, the Orioles, they did little. Toronto did little. The Mets did little. Cleveland and Chicago did little. Now, this is in the eyes of baseball writers. As far as I'm concerned, You got your team. You go with your team and see what happens. We'll see. Anyway, so that stands there. Is there anything else in sports that deserves our attention? Well, very quickly, I'll scan the headlines and see. I really don't think so. But then again, one never knows. Do you think I can find what I'm looking for? Absolutely not. How I could lose this so quickly amazes me. There we go. All right. Well, we could go to other sports. We could talk about our Americans held in jail, but we're not going to do that in Russia. The Dolphins team owner has been fined millions of dollars and faces a banishment for the league for a little while for urging his team to lose games so they could get a better draft pick. Now, the Mets may have lost in their first game with DeGrom back, but he was outstanding in what he did. So I really think the Mets have set themselves up, all right, with DeGrom. Of course, people in all sports responding to the death of Bill Russell, the greatest winner in basketball, also a champion for civil rights. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, to me, has followed in his footsteps, become an advocate for human rights, was a great basketball player, but realized there is more to the world than just sports. All right, that is a check on sports this morning here on the Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.